7 past the hour. First Monday of June, the 4th of June 2012, is upon us, and us includes Jennifer Horn. She and I are here to go through the hot topics of the day. George Zimmerman booked into jail 2 days after a judge revoked his bail. He was charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, as pretty much everybody in the world knows.
I hadn't heard about it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, really. It's a big story. Anyway, so...
You know, I had started softening to this guy until I found out he lied about getting his bond. Holy moly.
Anyway, the judge in the case has revoked his bond after learning that Zimmerman and his wife may have misled him about their assets when he set the bond. Zimmerman claimed to have not much money, but prosecutors have found at least $135,000 in cash.
What?
That he didn't disclose in his PayPal account.
PayPal. Who counts PayPal? Oh, my gosh. I have like 30 cents in my PayPal account, and that's
I just saw one up last Friday. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody's got one. The
Doug Steffen Legal Defense Fund? That's who will set that up.
it's
money for his legal defense fund. However, it's not. Speaking of legal stuff, ousted and disgraced President Hosni Mubarak.
Oh.
Sentenced to life in prison, but he's almost dead, so I guess.
At least it won't be a long wait, Mubarak.
No. The protesters, though, yesterday and over the weekend, actually, in the case of the rest of his family, the guy and his family, I think they all got life, didn't they?
Yeah, they all did. The kids, too.
Right. So, under the circumstances, what more do you want? The protesters are angry. They didn't get a longer sentence.
Well, no, I think they wanted them dead. I think they wanted to have hanging or an execution. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, listen, can't have everything you want in life, right?
Nice.
You go. What good is all the money? They've gotten most of the money from him anyway. Got money back from $80 billion or something that they'd been stealing. The family. If you did business in Egypt, you had to do business with the Mubarak family. And there are people who have claimed that his family was responsible for the death of Sadat so they could get themselves into positions of power. A lot of people, for example, the $4 billion in aid the U.S. sends to Egypt every year.
Right.
Half of it would end up in Mubarak's bank account.
The Mubarak fee, yeah.
Yeah, right. The Mubarak fee was normally 50% of whatever the transaction is. Sad note, the passing of Richard Dawson.
Oh, I'm so bummed about this.
I know.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Loved him.
And so our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you what your favorite program was that featured him, whether it was Hogan's Heroes or a Match Game, Family Feud.
I didn't know he was in Hogan's Heroes. I think that's an age thing because I didn't watch that show.
That's how he became prominent. That's how he...
No idea. I just knew him from Family Feud when I was a kid. Yep.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, no, he was a very interesting character. His facial expressions and some of his one-liners were really very good on that. That show set a lot of people up, and it was one of those... It was a fascinating sort of change and brought about a lot of other changes to television. It was the first of its kind to do what it did in the name of comedy.
Remember how he used to like to watch people jump?
Yeah.
But all the women jump up and down?
Yeah, yeah. Another example of somebody who smoked himself to death. That's really the example. It's a sad thing. But our video of the day today features Dawson in a clip from Family Feud where he couldn't stop laughing over an unusual answer to the question. And the question was, during what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant? And it's really, the effect of it is very cool. You got the clip, Richie, from the video of the day. Yeah. He had a casualness to him, Jennifer, I think, that people liked. People appreciated.
Well, he had that cool game show host thing going for him, but he was still approachable and he was still funny. A lot of game show hosts have that plasticky exterior, and he did not at all.
You mean Rick Martindale's not really like he seems? Wow. I'm shocked to hear that. Wowie zowie. All right, so anyway, either we do or we don't have the audio. Richie.
Hey, we got the song. Okay.
15 seconds, please. During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
September.
Luckily, the clock doesn't start until I finish the... September, of course. It's so obvious, isn't it? I have to reset the clock because I just laughed at her. The rest of that, tell me when you're reset to 15. Are you ready?
I think so.
Good girl.
Okay.
This is the well. Just remind everybody, give each other. If I talk, I'll be gone. Here we go.
Okay.
Good luck. Oh, this is for luck.
Oh, thank you.
During what months of... Hold the clock.
I don't know how to take it.
I'm fine. We'll do it. Here we go. During what? I'm sorry, John. This is important. There's money involved here, but that's a second. I will.
Okay. I'm trying to concentrate.
All right.
Okay.
Got the 20 up, have we? Here we go. You're good. Good luck. I told you good luck.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fine. Here we go.
Okay.
Sure. Here we go. First question coming up.
He can't make it beyond where he is. Richard Dawson, the longtime Family Feud game show host and Hogan's Heroes actor, died in Los Angeles. He was 79. And the announcement came on Facebook, interestingly enough, as lots of other things happen on Facebook. So the posting of the passing of a television icon. It's 14 past the hour. Did you know that adverse drug reaction is the fourth leading cause of death here in our country? MyInfo 911 has created a program that can help the first responders with quick access to all your medical information within mere seconds. MyInfo 911 also contacts your loved ones to advise them of a problem. MyInfo 911 provides an emergency identification card package that can actually save your life. MyInfo 911, the ID card, uses quick response technology, so when your code can be scanned by a first responder, your vital information is displayed so proper care can start right away. MyInfo911.com will benefit every person, no matter what your age. Whether a child riding a bike, an adult that has a problem with Alzheimer's, MyInfo 911 saves lives. Learn more about MyInfo 911 before the sirens wail. MyInfo911.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son.
refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is LL Cool Doug on the Good Day program, along with Jennifer Horn, here to review things that are of interest and import. The story of the Octomom.
Oh, getting hitting back the poll to support her family. Isn't that nice?
where's the famous stripper song?
That's the one.
Right. So she's started a gig at T's Lounge.
I think we should go next time you're in town, don't you think?
For
research.
It's in West Palm Beach. It's not in L.A.
Oh, I thought it was here. Okay, let's go to West Palm Beach.
Where did she actually live?
She lives in Chino. She lives outside of L.A., kind of in a, suburb of a suburb of a suburb.
So who takes care of her children while she's stripping at T's Lounge in West Palm Beach?
I don't know that, but I do think that her family lives nearby in something. So maybe her family stays with them, or maybe she brings them all. That just adds.
She says that she has her standards, and she will not be giving up any lab dances.
Unless you pay extra.
That's part of it. All right, good news for Drew Barrymore. I guess she finally got
great news for her.
People say finally. That's an overused term. The news media does that. What do we know about the guy she married, Will Koppelman? Anything?
He is the son. I do know he is the son of a guy who was his dad was very involved with Chanel, the designer.
Yeah.
And so she ended up wearing a Chanel gown, and he wore a Chanel suit. And I think he's an agent, isn't
he? Is he?
Something like that? Financial agent. Oh, no, he's an art dealer. That's what he is.
All right, so who was there? Cameron Diaz.
I think she might have even been in the wedding. My sources tell me.
Reese Witherspoon, yeah. Scarlett Johansson, Jimmy Fallon.
And his
Steven
wife,
Spielberg.
Because Jimmy Fallon's wife is a partner of Drew Barrymore's in business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so congratulations to them. As we continue, it's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We still are not beyond Richard Dawson. A lot of people will be talking about this, especially today. 79 years old. He hosted the feud from 1976 to 1985, and then again in 94 and 95. Who's the host of it now? Steve Harvey, I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
And a lot of people have been through it. He was also in an action film called The Running Man with Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But what? Here's the. This is the trivia question. Everybody, work your magic on this, will you please? What was his name in Hogan's Heroes? 800-510-8255. You want a swell prize? The name he used, or the name of his character in Hogan's Heroes. Richard Dawson played what character in Hogan's Heroes? What was his name? His full name? 800-510-8255. No help from Jennifer because she didn't even know he was in Hogan's Heroes.
No. You'll get no help from me unless it's an obvious thing.
Right.
I don't know.
So another person died, the lady who played Mrs. Landingham on The West Wing. But
and
you reminded
McCluskey.
Me. Yeah, she was Mrs. McCluskey on Desperate Housewives.
So funny. She would steal that show many times when she
really?
Was in the episodes of Desperate Housewives. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have recognized her from that. Well, I wasn't a fan of
you didn't really watch
Desperate
the show,
Housewives anyway. So
she was kind of the know-it-all nosy neighbor, and
really?
I think she ended up shooting someone in one of the episodes.
Really?
She definitely was comic relief in that show. Very
she came, she got divorced. She grew up in Illinois, was a psychiatric nurse there. And then she moved in 1980 to Los Angeles. And
yeah, her story, she started acting in her 40s, which
yeah.
is kind of cool. You know, just a change of career, change
right.
of pace.
Yeah. And seemed to, yeah. She, most of us remember her again from The West Wing because she was there, but she was there. You know what I mean? She was just kind of.
She's always that character. Just
yeah.
very present. You recognize her, but she doesn't have to steal the show. Very cool.
What do you know about George Lucas saying he's retiring or not saying? He seems to be making moves, though. He would be, what, late 60s? How old is he?
I think so. Late 60s at the most, probably.
Mm-hmm. So why is there speculation that he's retiring?
Because he has more money than God, huh. I think. You know, I don't know if he needs to work anymore. But, you know, and also he was kind of criticized for his last go-around with the Star Wars movies. So,
well, he wants to move away from businesses, so he
yeah.
says. I mean, this is the other side of it. Why would somebody like that retire from big-time movie making? He's done such terrific stuff. And what does he do? He says he builds... He wants to, his hobby is making movies.
Yeah, he wants to do hobby movies where he can experiment a little bit more and not have to make them into blockbusters, which
yeah. Wait,
I can respect that. And you know what? He'll probably get a lot of attention doing that, even if he is, quote unquote, retired.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. All right, so the question about Richard Dawson's character. Let's try Mark in Anderson, Kentucky. Mark, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. I'm on my way to work.
All right, on your way to work. What do you do for work?
A security guard.
Oh, okay. All right. So what was the character's name in Hogan's Heroes?
It was Corporal Peter Newkirk.
That is correct. Peter
Ooh,
Newkirk.
Accent and everything.
Yeah, right.
It.
Well, he was, I think, originally, he was born in England, wasn't he? Dawson?
He was.
He, Wasn't he originally from England? I think he was. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So how did you happen to know that? You big fan of Hogan's Heroes? Is that
I'm
it?
I'm a huge fan of Hogan's Heroes. And in fact, I had just been watching my Hogan's Heroes DVDs over the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm nuts about the show, and always been a fan, and was really sad to hear about his passing. And
yeah.
In fact, I posted on Facebook yesterday that September clip that you played.
Oh, did you?
Just sort of a tribute, yeah. but he was a real treasure. He's going to be missed.
All right. So, what's your Facebook page? We'll put a like next to your posting. Maybe we should put it on our Facebook group. So, how do we find you on Facebook?
Just type my name, I guess. You want me to get my name on the air?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure, why not?
Yeah, Mark Klem, C-L-E-M.
All right.
You're going to be a superstar now, Mark Klem.
You're going to be a superstar. Everybody's going to Mark Klem. All right, Mark, thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Volunteer vacations aren't just for grown-ups with professional skills. There are programs out there designed specifically for teens, where they can work with local communities and get a great experience of a lifetime. Projects Abroad offers 2-week-long volunteer trips for students aged 16 to 19. They range from working in an orphanage in Fiji to teaching in Senegal. The $2,500 price tag includes 2 weeks of accommodations, meals, and even sightseeing excursions. National Geographic Student Expeditions offers trips where students are paired with National Geographic experts. That includes programs like exploring Machu Picchu with a renowned archaeologist or traveling Costa Rica with a conservation biologist. The idea here is to combine educational travel with a volunteer experience. Cross-Cultural Solutions offers short-term programs for teens aged 15 to 17, ranging from 9 days to 2 weeks in destinations like Ghana, Guatemala, India, and China. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of this story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Hey, I'm inside a car shop who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say it feels pretty good.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, no more retiring glances at the weekend. We're into Monday, and it's time to get with it. And in order to hear the program, you got to know who the players are. Jennifer Horn and I are here.
I'm on second base today.
You are, really? Looking forward to you getting home, all the way around to home base. Is the home plate. That's what I call
home
the base.
Plate.
It's
right.
First base, second base, third base, and home plate.
Home plate.
Yes. All right. So, Queen this weekend, Jennifer, led a flotilla of 1,000 vessels down the River Thames in London.
Yes, to celebrate her 60th year on the throne.
Yes, the Diamond Jubilee. Crowd of 1.5 million people cheering.
It was huge.
Cheering from the riverbanks. Cheering.
I was in Ireland last week, and
yes,
even in Ireland, it was all over the place. The Queen's Jubilee.
Love the Queen. My gosh.
Yeah. Yes.
Love, there's something about this. How could you extricate the royals from England? You can't.
And, you know, it's a big horse race. That's what it all centers on. And so I guess the Queen, which I didn't realize, ever since she was a young girl, has always had a thing for horses and horse racing.
Really?
And so she didn't have a horse in the race this year, but they thought that she would. They were speculating on who she would be cheering for.
Paul McCartney and Elton John led a big outdoor concert near Buckingham Palace. Knowing I've really kind of fallen off. I'm a great Anglophile and used to go when my daughter was in school there. I would be back and forth there 7, 8, 9, 10 times a year, sometimes more than that. A great country, lots of fun, lots of great memories, and I miss not being there. Got to do something about that. It's a great place just to go and kind of be.
It's just a little different. You know, it's still, everybody speaks English, so you don't feel totally uncomfortable, but just a little different. It's fun. It's a different vibe.
It is fun, no question about that. All right, let's get back to the serious issues here, things that people are going to be talking about, things you may not know. The Farm Bill. This is going to affect a lot of people who are listening to this program right now.
Tell me about this, because I was reading an article about what it would entail, and I need your clarification on it.
This is one of these things, become a real political football. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who get farm aid that don't deserve it, and a lot of people who deserve it don't get it. And thus the need for Willie Nelson and his farm aid concerts every year. There are a lot of these big agribusinesses that have been ripping off the taxpayer in this country for years, for decades. The Farm Bill, farm aid, if you will, government farm aid, started after the Depression and the Dust Bowl. It was created across the central and southern Midwest part of our country during the same time when we had the Depression. Horrible. And so farmers that survived needed help. And I'll tell you something. This year, we're having a repeat performance. For those of you who may not know, I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. And we're looking at the same, we've had the same weather pattern for now fourth year in a row that we've gotten into mid-May, which is planting season and growing season. And from mid-May until the end of June, it just rains. It has rained every single day here, except for two, in the past 2.5, 3 weeks.
Isn't that funny? Because it was such a dry, it was a dry winter for you also.
Dry winter, a dry April. Fortunately, we got started early and got lands prepared, but now you can't get on them again because it's so wet. And all of the hay that's ready, it's just amazing. And this is the kind of stuff that sort of the payments to farmers that were supposed to help them under this circumstance when the weather was bad or the natural disaster. But there is a move in this farm bill to end direct payments to farmers and replace them with subsidized insurance programs for when the weather turns bad or for when prices go south. They're still kind of working these things out, but they have to cut $5 or $6 billion, if not more, from this budget. And the thing is, what's not feasible, Jennifer, is that people who are running these big, gigantic, the farm business, like every other business, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. The big companies are buying up the smaller companies, producers, and even farms themselves. Mm-hmm. And the nutrition programs that have been supported by that, all of this stuff has become a catch-all. You know, the food stamp program and aid to schools and all this other stuff. All has been, like every other damn government program, it's grown like an octopus. So right. It's become very political. But they're going to cut $23 billion out of it over the next decade, ending direct payments, consolidating a lot of the programs. You know that 40 agencies in our government, 40, basically do the same thing as far as food inspection is concerned. The USDA, the FDA, the EPA even has food inspectors. And there are all of these subgroups, and it's an incredible waste of money. And it goes back again, I don't want to get off on my horse here, but for those who think it's cool to pay more in taxes to support this kind of malfeasance, I don't get it. I don't understand your thinking, frankly. I really don't. And I'm not being a partisan here. It doesn't make any sense to support a system that is so out of control and so corrupt. Earlier this morning, Jennifer, mm-hmm. we were comparing Maryland to Virginia. I might bring Rich McFadden in because he grew up in Maryland, but he lives in Virginia.
Yes.
Well, the governor, it's interesting because the two states represent entirely different political realities.
He's absolutely just gone wild.
The governor of Maryland is very, very, very much a tax
Martin O'Malley.
Spender.
Yeah.
And the governor of Virginia is the opposite.
Bob McDonnell.
And what happens in this circumstance is both of these states depend on Washington, the District of Columbia, for their support. People live in Maryland. People live in Virginia. They sure as heck don't live in Washington because it's too expensive.
Not if you have kids and you want them to have an education.
Right. The school system's awful and very
terrible.
Expensive. So anyway, the people that are, there's very low unemployment, both at Maryland, and Virginia. And the conversation comes around to, okay, why is that the case? Well, duh, it's the case because of all of the expansion of the federal government. The federal government's gone wild in the past 10 years between what Obama's done and what Bush did before, adding hundreds of thousands of jobs, many of them locally in Washington. So it's boomtown. What is the unemployment rate? 3% or something, Richie?
Yeah.
In this area of Virginia?
Yeah, it's very low.
And in Maryland, it's because the government is so big. And so here's another example of having this thing, you know, grow. We've got all these bureaucrats and all these people that are dependent. And so now the farm bill and many other bills are being cut because we just don't have the money. We didn't have the money before, but they spent it anyway. And so maybe there'll be some sort of an impact, Rich, on the growth or the, everybody's looking this weekend.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, by far, of all of the government jobs in this area, defense is number one.
Yeah.
Defense contractors, you can't swing a dead cat around this area without hitting somebody who works for a defense contractor.
Yeah. It's obscene how much money we spend in armaments, and people say, well, it's good for the economy. Good in what
it's
way?
Good for our economy here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's good But at what expense? Who's it coming from? It's coming. It may be good for you, but it's coming out of you, if you know what I mean. It just goes around and around and around. Anyway, it's an interesting reality. Up next, a promising breast cancer drug. That'll be in our focus next here on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm technology and trends reporter Brett Larson. Father's Day is fast approaching, and many families are also preparing for graduation. Technology gifts are a great way to show them you care. Impress your dad or grad. LG's 55-inch LM6700 Cinema 3D Smart TV offers an all-new viewing experience. It features Cinema 3D technology, cinema screen design, and 2D to 3D conversion with built-in Smart TV, providing access to limitless content and Wi-Fi streaming. If your dad or grad has a tablet, the Logitech Ultra Thin keyboard cover is the perfect gift. Made for the third generation iPad and iPad 2, it features a sleek aluminum screen cover for protection and a built-in Bluetooth keyboard. They can protect, hold, and enjoy their iPad in style. Dads and grads who like to entertain will love the SodaStream Fizz Home Soda Maker. Turn tap water into sparkling water in 30 seconds. The Fizz Chip's gas level indicator monitors the amount of CO2 left in the carbonator, and they can control the carbonation to make the perfect fizzy drink every time. If your dad or grad is a TV junkie, then you need to get them a TiVo Premier. They'll have access to all their favorite TV shows, plus virtually endless web entertainment from big brands like Netflix, Pandora, and Hulu Plus. All these choices are served up in a single, easy-to-use menu. For the gaming dad or grad, Skype for PlayStation Vita will help them stay connected on the go. The PlayStation Vita includes free Skype-to-Skype voice calling and high-quality video calling using the device's front and rear cameras. Download Skype for free from the PlayStation Store. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
There's no casualty here. We're up and at 'em, helping you out, understanding what's what and who's who. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on a new drug. I wish this had been around 4 or 5 years ago. Here's the story of a lady who went through the same thing that my dear former wife went through. Her name is Bridget Spence. For the purposes of just understanding how this drug works, Jennifer, I saw her story. She has stage 4 breast cancer, was diagnosed with it back in 2005. Tony had it diagnosed 20 years ago, so that would have been 1991, 1992 in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is this is a very aggressive disease. You can knock it down, comes back again. Knock every 4 or 5 years, it came back with Tony. So a lot of people are using drugs like, what is it, tamoxifen?
Something like that.
Yeah.
HER2, though, what you're talking about here, HER2 is actually a protein that's present in one of every five cancer patients, basically, right. One of every five breast cancers, which makes it the most aggressive kind of breast cancer.
Yeah.
So it just kind of mixes in and helps the cancer grow.
Yeah.
But I guess there is some good news because they have a way to stop that now.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it doesn't have the side effects. It's called TDM1. They're all kinds of euphemisms. The combination of Herceptin, which is a drug that is commonly used to treat the HER2-positive breast cancer problem, and an experimental drug called emtansine, or DM1. I mean, what difference does it make what it's called? The point is...
It's showing promise, and that's the good news.
Yeah. You know, the sad thing about much of this is that, and this is really me being extraordinarily cynical about what happens in the drug world, the drug culture. What causes breast cancer or other cancers like this, there are all kinds of theories about it, whether it's environmental, whether it's what you eat, is it hereditary, or are there other things that are part of this stress in your world and in your life and what that causes to your body. Fat in your body is the number one cause of cancer. Do you know that?
I do not.
Yeah. Fat is really debilitating. So we have all of this stuff to hang over from, if you'll pardon the pun, the discussion last week. If Mayor Bloomberg had come out last Tuesday instead of last Thursday with the suggestion that the big Slurpees, the 32-ouncers, would be banned,
sodas, yeah.
It would have been like number two on the talk radio countdown instead of number eight, because people have gone wild with this. And it's very interesting, the approach they take. I understand Bloomberg. I think he's a super mayor. I don't like government, though. So people say, well, how does this work with you? You don't like big government, but you like Bloomberg. I like Bloomberg because he makes us think about stuff. And with all of the discussion about obesity and what happens under the circumstances here, what is there that we can do for things that are sort of self-induced? Not some of the problems that people don't have any control over, but the self-induced stuff that comes about as a result of just eating the wrong foods. And fats are the biggest killers. Not only, you know, we talk about triglycerides and cholesterol and all that stuff and trying to get rid of them or protect your body with products like Cardiol, but here you have the related offshoot. Prostate cancer is a fat-borne cancer, and it doesn't move like breast cancer does, but it still is caused by having a diet that's too full of fats. Breast cancer may, in fact, be caused in part by it, but there are many other things. All I know is if there's something that gets at this, there are people who are trying to stop these sorts of things because they don't want the drugs to... They don't want you not to have cancer because it's a multi-billion dollar business every year. But there are some interesting things that are being done to help
people. This new one you're talking about, TDM1, they're calling it a smart bomb, which is kind of cool. You know, it goes in and gets the tumor, but it spares the healthy cells. Yeah. So that's pretty
cool.
Now,
the interesting thing about this is the government has been working against somebody named Brzezinski, who has a clinic in Houston. They've been trying to shut him down for over 20 years. He does the same thing with sulfur drugs, mostly from Canada. And I bet you if you really were, this is all about the drug companies making the money. The drug companies have shut down these clinics and shut down the work that was done because they couldn't make any money on it. And now this is really the bottom line. It sounds great, and people will be touting it all day. The news media will be all over this thing. But the reality is it's been around, it's been used, and it's been done successfully for women who could get themselves to places like Brzezinski's clinic or offshore to Bermuda or to other countries. It's great that it's coming here, but it's kind of sick that it hasn't been here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
51 after the hour.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
It's now 53 minutes past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Shelley Palmer connection to your world. We go into the adventures of his mind and the experience that he has and the info that he has.
It's dusty in there.
It is, maybe. Well, he hasn't got too much. He's beginning to look like Matt Lauer. You see a picture of Matt Lauer 20 years ago and a picture of him today. He had a lot of hair 20 years ago. Didn't have much left, and that's the case with Shelley Palmer as well. Verizon has announced it has a new pricing plan for bandwidth. Man, is this thing getting coverage all over the place, and well, it should. What does it mean to you? Well, let's find out in a moment here from Shelley.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on autotrader.com, and a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Verizon recently announced its new pricing plan for bandwidth. You can get a very low-speed connection, 3 down by 1 up, for about $55 a month. But if you feel like living in the fast lane, for $205 a month, you can crank your bandwidth to an almost unimaginable speed of 300 megabits per second down by 65 megabits per second up. How fast is that? Well, working on a 300 by 65 connection would allow you to treat the cloud like a local hard drive. And truthfully, for that amount of speed, $205 a month is pretty cheap. But do you really need that kind of speed? The short answer is, not yet. Even if everyone in your house was watching streaming HD video and you were uploading hour-long HD movie files to cloud storage, you still wouldn't come close to using it all. When will you need this kind of speed? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works 3 times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing.
That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
All right, I saw a feature story over the weekend in the New York Times, Richie and Jennifer, reporting on a Facebook feature called Sponsored Stories that a lot of people who use Facebook aren't aware of until they see their face or their company pop up in an ad. Seems that some kind of an algorithm at Facebook, and by the way, when you look at their how many 450,000 word terms of service agreement, you agree to participate in this, I guess it's an experiment. I don't know. It's a way to, it turns users' likes into ads, basically. That's what it is. And then it gets delivered to your friends as an implied endorsement. The story cites the saga of a user who came across a link to an odd product that he saw on Amazon, a 55-gallon barrel of personal lubricant. He found that funny, so he posted the link to his Facebook page. A day or two later, his face was appearing among those ads, and his post transformed into an endorsement.
Whoopsie!
Yeah. Could happen to you and to fans of your personal or station Facebook page. Since the sponsored stories are just stories from your news feed, you cannot opt out of them. So what do you think? Should we be more careful about what we post at Facebook? What are we promoting?
No, you just have to be careful, you know, what you look at online. It's the same thing that follows you around. It can always come back to haunt
you. Is this specifically Facebook stuff?
Yeah. And another thing that I've realized here is you have to be careful when you're logged into Facebook.
Yeah.
And you're over on Yahoo, or even if you're on Facebook and somebody posts an article, let's say somebody posts some kind of titillating article.
Yeah.
Like Jennifer Aniston's shirt flies off from UFO or something like that.
Wow, where's that? Can I see that
you
picture?
And I would click on
where's
that, right?
Where's that picture?
Right, yeah, absolutely, we'd click on that. Yeah. Well, come to find out, that pops up in your Rich's recent activity.
That's
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so all of a sudden, everybody knows that you're a perv for Jennifer Aniston.
Right. Yep.
So
who's not, though? Everybody's a perv.
Yeah, absolutely. But still, it's not like you want that stuff. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but still.
I just am looking at Vera Malusnik, who is a lady that works in a station that we're on in Hammond, Indiana. She just posted a link on our wall. That's what
Jennifer Aniston's top coming off, isn't it?
Let me just check that out then.
Hold on, let me check that.
59 past the